بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the veterans from the Sacred Defense and the Resistance Field. This meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 2023, inaugurating Sacred Defense Week. Now, when we speak about resistance, we want to see whom this resistance is standing against. Our region, West Asia, is one of the regions that the world's power seekers have been focused on for various reasons. The powerful countries of the world have focused on this region and tried to interfere in it because of its resources, because of its geographical location, because of its being a center for Islam and for multiple other reasons. Even now, we can see that the powerful countries interfere and intervene whenever they have the opportunity. The resistance is standing against these things. The culture of resistance against the domineering presence of powerful countries that have no right to be in this region has now spread widely. This is the reason why the issue of the presence of Iran in this region has angered the US and some other countries. What is understood is this: Iran's presence means Iran's interference. However, we do not interfere.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Yes, we are present, but we have a spiritual presence. Others have official bases in many of the countries in this region. We do not have bases, yet we are spiritually present. Our spiritual presence is much more than theirs. This is what angers them. This is what the Sacred Defense gave us. One of the effects of the Sacred Defense has been the growth and reinforcement of the idea of resistance within the country itself. My dear ones, over 30 years have passed since the war. During these 30-some years, we have been attacked on many occasions. We have seen numerous seditions in different areas, many of which were not noticed by most people. But they took place. Some of them took place before everyone's eyes, as you have witnessed during different years. All these seditions failed due to the Iranian people. Why? Because the Iranian nation has institutionalized the practice of resistance within itself.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.